Hello, everybody. It's Joe Ditzel. I'm back with another vlog. Hey, how are you doing? I hope everything is good in your world. Let me ask you a question. Are you a woman? And if so, have you found yourself bundling up at work because the air conditioning is too damn cold? Oh, I know you have. And I had an assistant one time that no matter the time of the year, and it was in Southern California, she thought it was so dang cold in her office. She had on three sweaters, two parkas, two stocking caps, big thick gloves, and mukluks. I'm not talking about the mukluks you go down to Nordstrom and buy. I'm talking about real Inuit mukluks worn north of the Arctic Circle. She was so cold all the time. And there's good news, ladies, if this describes you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Check it out. Today's air conditioning systems were developed in the 1960s. With a formula that estimated the average office worker was a 154-pound 40-year-old man. That's the existing air conditioning systems we have today were developed in the 1960s for the average worker at the time, which was a 40-year-old, 154-pound man. When I first read this, I thought, what 40-year-old man is 154 pounds? So I had to check it out. What I found, and I'm sure there's different sources, but what I found is that the average 40-year-old man today weighs 180 pounds. And seeing as I'm 200-plus pounds, with an emphasis on the plus, I can't even believe that the average 40-year-old's 180 pounds. But nonetheless, the air conditioning systems were developed for the average man, and yet men prefer cooler environments. Women like rooms at around 77 degrees. That women prefer warmer rooms. So not only do they in general want things warmer, the air conditioning systems were developed for a 40-year-old man 50 years ago. No wonder you're cold. No wonder my assistant was bundled up like an Eskimo in the middle of the Arctic Circle. So apparently some of the newer buildings are changing this, but how many people really work in a brand new building or work for an enlightened building owner that has updated their systems to accommodate new thinking and new information? Very few. Very few. In fact, you find these building owners that have adapted their buildings to new green energy guidelines. Well, in downtown LA, I can't think of five buildings. Maybe there's more, but the ones you'll know, because the ones that have met the government requirements to be designated as a green energy building or an, I forget the designation, IEEE or something, they'll tell you. They'll put it right out front. We have made the changes in our construction, in our building, to meet solar and green energy requirements. But that's rare. That is rare. Most of us, or many of us, work in buildings that were built during the time that these air conditioning variables were programmed into the air conditioning systems. And although those systems were probably updated along the way, I don't think they changed the general guidelines that they were set at. So as a result, many women, when you look around the offices today, have got on enough warm weather gear to survive a sub-zero temperatures in Siberia. They could leave their office and enter into a outside temperature of 40 below, get on the back of a sled dog team, and mush those dogs across 1,700 miles of Arctic weather without needing to add any additional warm weather gear. I know you've seen that woman in the office. Maybe you've been that woman. Maybe you are that woman. Well, I mean, I say you use this information, take it to the people that have the power to make the changes, and say, look, this is sexism. You guys are working with temperature guidelines that were set in the 60s for a man, and now more than, I'm betting more than half the working population is women, and we have to suffer through your natural inclination to prefer cooler environments, whereas we are the majority and we do most of the work around here, and therefore turn the damn thermostat up. And if you don't like it, get a fan and put it in your office and cool down your own personal space and quit bugging us because we can't get work done because our fingers are frozen. They're frozen. They're crimped and curled and stuck in a frozen position. You barely hit the keys on my keyboard because my fingers are curled like I'm trying to pick up something off the ground like a rock. So, folks, just another example of how, despite the advances in our society, a lot of times we're living in the 1960s. That's all I've got for now. Until next time, we'll see you then.